is Jennifer Wise. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast about teachers who are caring for a child with a parent in jail. In this podcast, I will discuss some of the research available on this topic. This includes the effects of a parent in prison, general visitation guidelines, and helpful programs and resources available designed to help families cope. Consider this story. Sarah, a 7-year-old girl, was sleeping peacefully in her bed last week when she was startled by a knocking on the door. The police had come to take her father to prison. Sarah is suddenly surrounded by her family, crying, desperate, confused. After a long, emotional night, Sarah wakes up the next morning to a restructured family. Her father, who had been the working parent, is now in prison. Sarah's mother must now find a job to support her family. Now, a week later, Sarah is back in school. She tries to smile and listen to her teacher, but all she can think of is her family. It is difficult to focus on school when so many other social and emotional issues are surfacing within a child's life. Children and adolescents seem to have more and more worries and stressors that can affect their ability and desire to learn. One of these less discussed difficulties many children and youth face today is when a parent goes to prison. This loss of a parental presence carries with it unique difficulties for the child to manage. Children who are separated from their parent in prison can experience difficulties such as psychological, emotional, or conduct and behavioral problems. Fortunately, there are many services and resources available for families and educators to help them navigate through this time. You may be struggling with the fact that your student has to cope with a parent in prison, but you are not alone. Over the last several decades, the number of children with an incarcerated parent has increased dramatically. Today, it is estimated that there are around 1.5 million children with a parent in prison. Social stigma surrounds a child whose parent is in prison, making it even more difficult for them to cope. Often, children are unsure of how to respond to questions about their parents, because it is difficult to talk about, because they have been directed not to talk about it, or because they themselves have not been told the truth. Children spend most of their time in school, and it is easy to see why this would be difficult in a school environment. After all, activities, writings, and lessons often focus on the family, and parents are invited to participate in school activities. According to Johnson, research tells us that these children feel embarrassment and shame. They may also withdraw from others. Teachers should be respectful of a caretaker's presence on the issue. If the person taking care of the child at home does not want the parent discussed, then it is important for the teacher to be respectful of that decision. As in any situation, children react in different ways. While most parents who are in prison are fathers, more and more mothers are being sent to jail. When parents are in jail, children often face a change in homes and siblings may be separated. New caregivers may come into the child's life. When it is the father who is in prison, 90% of the time the child stays in the mother's care. However, in the case of a mother's incarceration, children are more likely to be relocated and live with relatives. This shift in environment, as for any child, can be challenging. Age is another factor in the effects of a parent in prison. Children in the elementary grade levels have begun to shift their perspective of the world from their family to the school. During this time, peer relationships are important and help shape the child's sense of self and the world. Rules and consequences for breaking these rules are unchanging in their minds. Children whose parents are in prison become vulnerable to teasing, again because of the stigma attached to imprisonment. For these children, we have books that explore the many different emotions and situations children may experience. One in particular, Nine Candles by M. Testa, focuses on the impact of visiting a parent in prison. For more books, see the study guide that accompanies this podcast. Middle school students are very concerned with being social. Students are becoming more independent and make more personal choices. Children in this age group learn through example from adults. Estrin, in her article of parent incarceration, emphasizes the importance of adults being genuine and honest. Children are learning about consequences. During this time, children may refuse to visit a parent as a means of exercising their decision-making. Teenagers have been introduced to an entirely new set of decisions to make. Some teens have dealt with an ongoing cycle of parental incarceration, and in turn, the separation that it involves. As a result, these adolescents become less and less hopeful for the ideal that their parent will return to be with them. For other teenagers, this can be a new and frightening part of their reality. Substance abuse and depression are just two of the possible negative outcomes of these situations for teenagers. It is important that the teachers within these children's lives are aware of resources available to them. Perhaps a parent has asked your advice regarding visiting a loved one in prison. Unfortunately, there is little research to support whether or not visiting a parent in prison is either harmful or helpful. For some children, visitation is impossible because of money or travel. Clompton and East surveyed adults who accompanied children to visit their parents in prison. The results show that about half of the children showed some behavior responses to the visits. Most of these reactions were hyperactivity and excitement. On the other hand, visitation may help children through their feelings of rejection that often come with the separation of a child and parent. Children's behavioral reaction to visitations may vary. Visits may affect their performance in school. For some children, behavioral reactions can last for more than a day. It is important for teachers to be aware and prepared for excitability and mood changes during this time. Other children may find visits awkward or scary. Their reaction may be to withdraw. As each child is an individual and can respond differently, teachers may need to provide different supports for these students. It is often helpful when parents are direct with their child's teachers, keeping them informed of visits so that the teacher can accommodate to that child's particular needs. The following is some helpful information that can be shared with a parent when visiting a prison. When going to visit a loved one in prison, you should be aware of the many regulations that a particular prison has before making the trip with your child. Each prison may have some differences. This information can be easily accessed by going to the website for that prison. If you are unsure of the web address, it can easily be found by simply typing in the name of the jail at www.google.com. The following is some general information that may be helpful when considering a visit. Within days of being admitted to that prison, every inmate is required to submit a list of 4 or 5 people who will then be allowed to visit. Children under 18 do not need to be included on this list. There are specific visitation hours within the jail, which regulate when you can or cannot go to see your loved one. Also, each inmate has a limited amount of visitation time a week. For instance, in the Allegheny County Jail in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, inmates are allowed a total of 2 1-hour visits a week. The number of people who are allowed to visit differs depending on the prison, although most jails are 2 or 3 visits at a time. This does not include children under the age of 18. These visits usually need to be scheduled with the jail at least 1 hour before the time you would like to arrive. You may also be wondering what you and your child are permitted to bring or wear. Be sure you have photo identification when you arrive. You will be asked to show it. This will most likely be exchanged for a visitor's pass that you will turn back in at the end of your visit. No food or drinks are allowed to be taken into the prison, but you will most likely find vending machines inside. You will also be required to leave all of your personal items in a designated place within the jail before you proceed to the visit. Everything you bring will be left, most likely in a secure locker, where you can pick it up when you leave. Another important note is that no jewelry is allowed to be worn during the visit, with the exception of a wedding band. If you are visiting with a small child, the prison will have certain items for the child you are allowed to take with you. Some facilities allow only a bottle, while others allow as much as a diaper bag. It is helpful to know that many prisons have resources and services available internally to help children and families stay connected while their parent is in prison. Again, specific information for your institution can be accessed at their particular website. At the Allegheny County Jail that was previously mentioned, there is a family activity center. This center is equipped with a play area and healthy snacks and is designed to help ease the child's stress during the visit. If your child is unable or unwilling to visit your loved one, there are other ways to keep your family in touch. One resource to help children and youth cope with their separation is a literacy program called Aunt Mary's Storybook Project. This unique program was founded in 1993 in Chicago, Illinois, and provides children with a recorded story read aloud to them by their parents. The program is now available in 21 states. One of the program's goals is to provide positive relationships between parents and children who are separated by prison. Funding for the books and services provided by Aunt Mary's Storybook Project are donated by local churches and other groups and organizations. For more information, look for the web address in the study guide that accompanies this project. This is one of the many resources available to parents and teachers. Specific resources may vary depending on your national location. In the accompanying study guide, there are links to websites that will direct you to resources available in your area. The websites listed are nationally recognized organizations dedicated to helping families who are dealing with the incarceration of a loved one. They are full of helpful informational links and resources that you will find useful. I hope that this podcast has been helpful to you in your efforts to help your students and their families. Thank you for listening.